Today, we begin the final perek, the 13th perek, with lesson number 42. We will be learning the first and second Mishnah of Perek Yud Gimel. Hare Olai Isaron. The person makes a neder to bring a korban mincha of one Isaron, Yavi Echot. So he brings a mincha of one isaron. Poshut. However, if he says, Hare olai esronim, in the plural, what does that mean? So the Mishnah says, Yovishnayim. He brings two, because the minimum of the plural is two. But if he says, Perashti, when I made the neder last week, I specified how many esronim I want to bring. V'eini yodeya ma perashti. I no longer remember whether I said 3 esronim, 20 esronim, 50 esronim. So the halacha is yavi shishim isaron. He must bring a korba mincha of 60 esronim, because as we know, there is nothing, no mincha larger than 60 isaron. If he brings the largest, he's doing fine. Suppose he said, Hare olai mincha. I want to bring a korban mincha. Now, as we know, there are several types of korbanos mincha. There's a minchas soles, there's a minchas machavas, there's a minchas marcheshes, there's two types of minchas ma'afei tanur, one with chalos, one with rekikim. So, which does he bring? So the Tanakhama says, Yovi Eze Sheyirza. Bring whichever he wants. If he didn't specify, he has a choice of bringing whichever type of the five he chooses. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yovi Minchas HaSoles. He should bring the classic Korban Mincha, not on a machvas, not in a marcheshes, not baked in an oven, in any of the two ways that it can be baked in the oven, but rather he brings the Minchas HaSoles, because that's the mincha which is referred to in the Torah as mincha. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem soles yihye korbano. That's Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph of Chumash Vayikra. And that's the machlokist. And the Kama says he has his choice. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Unspecified mincha equals the minchas soles. Mishnah Beis. If a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha, or a min ha-mincha, I'm going to bring a species of mincha, a type of korban mincha. Yovi achas, so he brings one korban mincha. Which one? We saw earlier, going to the Tanakama, whichever he wishes. Suppose he says, I'm going to bring minachos, in the plural, or min ha-minachos, I'm going to bring types of mincha, or a type of two minchos, or plural minchos. Yavishtayim. He brings two korbanos mincha, again according to Tanakama, of any type that he wishes. But he brings two, doesn't have to bring more. Miut minchos is shtayim. The minimum of the plural is two. Perashti. If he said, at the time of the neder, I specified which type of korba mincha I'm going to bring. V'eini yodeya ma perashti. I no longer remember which I specified. I forgot whether it was a machvas, whether a marcheshes, whether it was a stam mincha soles. Yovi chamishton. He must bring five menachos, one of each type. Mincha soles, minchas machavas on the pan, minchas marcheshes in the deeper pan, minchas ma'afei tanur, either in the form of loaves of chalos or in the form of what we would call today biscuits or crackers or kikim. Perashti, suppose he says, I remember last week, last month, I made a neder that I would bring mincha shel esronim, a korban mincha of the plural of several esronim, but I don't remember 2 esronim, 10 esronim, 40 esronim. Ve'eini yodea ma perashti, I don't remember how many. Yovi mincha shel shishim isaron. According to the Tanakama, he can bring a korban mincha of 60 Isaron, and he is Yotze. One explanation is that he's Yotze because Hanoder Korban Koton Vehevi Godol. We will learn later in Mishnah Ches in our Perek that if a person promises to bring a lesser Korban, a Korban of fewer Esronim, and brings one of more Esronim, Noder Koton Vehevi Godol is Yotze. So here, if he brings 60, no matter what he originally said, whether it was 60 or 2, he's Yotze. Because the Korban Koton Vehevi Godol is Yotze, according to the Tanakhama. The Bar Tanura here, and following Rashi, says that he makes a Tanai, and he says, I'm bringing 60. If I promise to give 60, so fine, I'm giving 60. If I promise to give less than 60, 2, for example, so those 2 will be for my neder, and the other 58 will be in the dova. Those are two approaches to the Tanakhama's opinion. However, Rebbe disagrees entirely. Rebbe Omer, no, that's not going to work. If you promised plural, and you don't remember if it was 2 or 4 or 14 or 54, so you have to bring 60 korbanos mincha. Yofi menocho shel esronim me'echod v'yad shishim. You have to bring a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5 and a 6 and a 7 and an 8 all the way up to 60. Because Rebbe holds, as we will learn in Mishnah Ches, v'hanoder korban koton v'hevi godol lo yotza. So the option of bringing just one in a vessel of 60 Esronim is not open to him, according to Rebbe. And therefore, Rebbe, he says, he must bring a Korban Mincha of 1 Isaron, a Korban Mincha of 2, of 3, of 4, up until 60. The total, if you work it out with arithmetic, is 1,830 Esronim. That's what you get for forgetting the specifics of a neder that you made. So we have finished Mishnah Beis, and in the process have completed lesson number 42.